Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Earthquake center near Caldwell in southwest Kansas. We've got the story.
Date is set for the arrival of new tankers at McConnell Air Force Base. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A local company reaches an agreement with the city of Wichita.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. With temperatures hovering right about freezing, we will have some slick spots on the road again this morning and a dense fog advisory in effect. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Many in Wichita reported feeling an earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 4.0 quake centered near Caldwell, southwest of Wichita, at 9:34 last night. There were no initial reports of any damage. This was the strongest of three quakes reported Tuesday.
The Air Force has scheduled a date for delivery for the first KC-46A Pegasus refueling tanker at Wichita's McConnell Air Force Base, a welcoming ceremony set for January 25th. The base began a $267 million construction and renovation program in preparation for the arrival of the new tankers. The KC-46A will serve alongside the KC-135 Stratotanker.
Kansas' new governor has reinstated a ban on anti-LGBT bias in hiring and employment decisions by state agencies and extended it to state government contractors.
Governor Kelly's executive order Tuesday fulfills a promise she made repeatedly during her campaign last year and restores a policy that had been rescinded by Governor Brownback. In 2007, Governor Sebelius issued an executive order against anti-LGBT bias in state government. In 2015, Governor Brownback rescinded the order, arguing that the state lawmakers should set such a policy. Kelly's order applies to state agencies under her direct control, which have about 19,000 employees. But it's broader than the Sebelius policy because it applies to contractors. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved a new economic development agreement with a local company.
Fiber Dynamics received a tax exemption from the city in March 2008. Under the terms, the company had to reach a job creation and return on investment target. The company failed to reach the job target, though, and the city could have demanded the tax abatement of $253,000. Instead, the company will pay back $100,000 over 4 years. Mayor Jeff Longwell explained the rules are in place to protect the city and taxpayers.
And if the obligations were not met, then we would ask for clawbacks of those incentives, and this is a case of that happening.
The company will complete a 25,000 square foot expansion by the end of the year, but will receive no additional incentives. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A new migrant caravan began its journey in Honduras and is making its way up to the U.S.-Mexico border. Fox's Steve Harrigan is traveling with the caravan.
3 months after a caravan of 7,000 Central American migrants reached the U.S. border, another one has begun, with a third one scheduled in just a few days. The route goes from Honduras to Guatemala into Mexico. The goal, almost all say, is entry into the U.S. to find work. Their hope is that the caravan will be too big to stop.
It can be dangerous if one goes on their own. You can be kidnapped or killed, and one doesn't know what's going to happen in Mexico on their own.
Basic questions about the caravan remain murky. A flyer on Facebook set the departure date, but it is not clear who will feed, clothe, and transport a crowd that could grow to 10 or 15,000 over the next 3 weeks.
The caravan comes as President Trump and congressional Democrats remain in a stalemate over funding for border security and a border wall, forcing a partial shutdown that enters its 26th day.
Day one of Attorney General nominee William Barr's testimony is in the books.
William Barr told the senators that with him as Attorney General, the Mueller investigation into possible Trump campaign ties to Russia would be allowed to finish. Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono keyed in on a memo Barr wrote last summer that went to DOJ officials, in which he called an aspect of the Mueller investigation fatally misconceived.
Would you allow the Mueller investigation with regard to obstruction of justice to also go forward unimpeded by you?
I don't know whether there's an investigation of obstruction.
Definitely obstruction of justice. You read the papers as well as we do.
Barr said he would not necessarily recuse himself, as his predecessor Jeff Sessions did, that in his case it may be an abdication of responsibility. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
One of the tallest human beings on the planet going to be in Coke Arena tonight facing the Shockers. We'll have highlights and previews coming up in sports.
To say a kid's game bombed with parents would be an understatement. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Roadways were slick Tuesday morning due to a freezing fog and mist. Sedgwick County 911 reported receiving 48 accident reports during the morning rush. Highway Patrol Trooper Chad Crittenden tells KSN News one of the calls involved a state trooper who was assisting a motorist.
At the time the trooper had just arrived to the scene, he hadn't got out of his vehicle yet. Another vehicle that was eastbound slid out of control and crashed into the back of his patrol car.
Both the trooper and the other driver suffered minor injuries. With potential slick conditions again this morning, KDOT has treated roads and bridges, and Wichita crews have been working 12-hour shifts to treat city streets. Still, officials advise drivers to leave early. Take your time again this morning.
Another possible 2020 contender for the Democrat contest for president.
The announcement coming on Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat of Albany, New York, the 52-year-old former congresswoman once known as fairly moderate to conservative, pledging to protect gun rights and campaigning against amnesty for illegal immigrants in 2006. But some of her policy positions rapidly changed when she was appointed to the Hillary Clinton Senate seat in 2009. She campaigned against Don't Ask, Don't Tell and Brett Kavanaugh for Supreme Court, calls the 2017 Women's March the most inspiring moment of my entire life, and is one of the biggest fundraisers in Congress. Gillibrand says the first thing I would do is restore what's been lost, the integrity and compassion in this country. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
To say this kid's game bombed with parents would be an understatement.
The game is called Cut the Wire, and it's recommended for children ages 6 and up by manufacturer Yulu. The goal is for players to defuse a fake bomb before the timer runs out. If a player cuts the wrong wire with a toy wire cutter, the bomb sounds an alarm, lights up, and vibrates to recreate a simulated explosion. The toy bomb is shaped like sticks of dynamite, and the packaging is covered in flames to signify an explosion that's already taken place. Walmart and Target had been carrying the game, but after the game sparked outrage with parents, both retailers are cutting the cord with Cut the Wire and will no longer sell it. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Visibility this morning in the Wichita area, or at least at the airport, reported to be 0.13 of a mile. That's bad visibility out there.
Pretty thick.
Yeah, that's an adverse traffic condition. Make sure you've got your headlights on. Make sure they're the low beams, not your high beams. And something to double check this morning out there in traffic. And it wouldn't take things getting too much colder for stuff to start freezing. So it's just a good idea to be extra careful out there today. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
So what kind of weather are we looking at today? Let's find out. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Not as much traffic traffic activity, you might say, this morning as we had yesterday.
Yeah, and I was just talking to my coworkers. I mentioned to them, I told them I feel like once we get past the 7 o'clock hour, once we get past 7 a.m., it looks like things should be okay. And I said that because that's typically when we see temperatures kind of gradually start increasing, and that's exactly what happened. We actually dipped below freezing briefly here in Wichita, but now we're at 35 degrees. So things aren't in too bad of shape, but I still want everybody out there, especially those that haven't left the house yet, to still make sure that they're giving themselves plenty of time, not only because there still could be maybe a couple of isolated slick spots out there, on those bridges, overpasses. But, of course, with the fog that Jad mentioned, pretty hard to see even what's in front of you in some areas out there. And today, once that fog lifts, by the time we get into the lunch hour, we're still going to have to watch out for some potential drizzle, possibly even a light wintry mix by the time we get into the evening and overnight hours. About a 20% chance of that happening. Highs are going to be chilly, only reaching the lower 40s today. And then looking at mostly cloudy skies tonight, maybe seeing some more fog develop. That's something we'll have to watch out for. And then a 30% chance for maybe a rain snow shower during the overnight as well. Lows dipping down just below freezing, settling in at 30 degrees by the time we wake up early tomorrow morning. And then partly to mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, not seeing any rain or anything like that, even though we could start off the day with a little bit of fog. And then highs a little bit warmer, reaching the upper 40s. I'm going to say that tomorrow is the calm before the storm, because then Friday, Saturday, what we've been talking about for the past few days, that next storm system that will more than likely bring some snow our way by Friday night and especially into Saturday. What we've got going on right now, though, 35 degrees, a few degrees above freezing, winds calm. That's what's helping that fog kind of settle at the surface and visibility. 0.13 miles. I think Jad just mentioned that. So definitely not good out there in terms of visibility, but we should see things start to improve by the time we get into the late morning, early afternoon hours.
I got out for a very nice jog yesterday afternoon. It was nice in the afternoon, a little sunshine, so forth.
Yeah, the sun peeking through, breaking through. Sky's actually turning pretty blue out there. It wasn't all that bad, but yeah. I think we're going to be socked in throughout today, throughout much of the day. Not a whole lot of sunshine today.
All right, thanks, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Of course, yesterday's high was 48 degrees in Wichita. Normal high for the date is 42. And today is January 16th, and it was on this date in 1964, a big snowstorm hit the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Dallas got a foot of snow, Fort Worth 7.5 inches. That was in 1964. Of course, the Metroplex down there, not known for having great big snowfalls, but they sure had one that day. 7:14 now, Stephen Ted, on this date, and bring this up, 1996, on this date, Wayne Newton performed his 25,000th Las Vegas show.
Good gig.
Newton had performed more shows as a headliner in Las Vegas than any other entertainer. 25,000, that's how many shows is that a day? Is that two or three a day then, Ted, and just about 6 days a week or something?
Yeah.
Boy, that'll tell you. And you were talking yesterday about Carol Channing doing Hello Dolly
thousands of times. Yeah.
And it makes me feel like you and I are a couple of pikers. We've only got this is Steve and Ted show number 5,329. Of course, we only do one show a day.
That's our max.
They did multiple.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But Shelley and I were talking last night to Carol Channing. Of course, she's got the parts of Dolly. We were showing clips of her on TV. Because she knows her lines, she knows the songs, but she does the same ones over and over again every night, night after night. I think that would get a little. My question was, how do you retain that spark, that feel for showbiz? And I guess the thing is, when you're out there in front of people, it turns
exactly,
on
exactly because
and it's a great high.
Well, it's the same thing. What was it? Joe DiMaggio, I think, always said that. You know, somebody's in the stands paying to see me for the first time.
Yeah, that's a big.
And it's the same thing with acting. There's somebody sitting in the audience that has never seen this show, that's never seen you, even if you're doing it for the 4,000th time. You've got to make it fresh for that person that's paying that money to be entertained.
I guess so. And being on stage, you get fired up every night. It's just a new game. Of course, something could happen every night, too. Somebody could blow a light or something as well. Anyway, Wayne Newton, 25,000 shows.
Wow.
That's amazing. Amazing.
Donkashane.
Yeah, the tankers are arriving. You heard our news this morning. Tankers to arrive at McConnell Air Force Base, the new ones, January 25th. Of course, if about the 24th, we will hear that, we meant February 25th. They've had a few delays on that.
Has been, yeah.
But, they'll get here, and looking forward to it, and a whole new thing going on at McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. Now, you may have heard the story. I'm sorry.
How long is that we can go back. Basically 20 years, can't we, to the point where Congress started talking about we need new tankers and the deal with Boeing that went sour.
Yeah, there was a sour deal. It's been a while.
And it just seemed like it crawled at a snail's pace. Yeah. It looks like we're finally to the point where that's starting to happen.
All right. You may have heard our story a moment ago about this new game that for kids where they are defusing a bomb. Did you hear that story? This bomb has the and kids six and up are doing this. You got these little wires, and you take these instruments, and you and if you do it wrong, it blows up. Okay.
So it's like the game Operation.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's like
that's
Operation.
Exact same thing. That yeah.
Which drove me crazy. You know, you have these little tweezers, and you had to go in there and take the heart out of the guy or whatever, or the bone. Yeah. But it's a fun game. Fun game. What'd you get, Jack?
I was just going to say, I'm not sure that it's really all that bad. I remember a game when I was a kid. I had this, it was a board game where you set up bridges, and you had little guys going over it. But right in the middle of the board, there was this, like a TNT plunger.
Oh, okay.
And if you rolled a little explosion on the dice, instead of moving your guy forward, you had to push the thing down, and it could blow up the bridge. So
that's a bridge. I think that's a game.
I love that game.
Jed probably invented himself, you know.
No, this was like a Fisher-Price or Milton Bradley or something. Yeah, it's called TNT.
TNT. Yeah. All right. Never heard of that one. Okay. Well, that's interesting. The old Operation game. There's a little guy with this patient with his little red nose that would light up. I wonder if I still got that. I thought I had bought those for my kids when they were little.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had it growing up. Yeah.
All right. Batteries not included. By the way, just quickly, so far this morning, things are moving a lot better on the streets out there, but take it easy. Okay, just one more reminder, right? 7:18, Steve and Ted. Sports time with Ted Woodward. We've got Shocker basketball tonight at Koch Arena, right, Ted?
Late tonight, the Shockers and Central Florida go at it at Koch Arena this evening, and that is a 9 p.m. tip-off tonight between these two. The Shocks still winless in the conference. UCF is the only team that hasn't lost yet in the conference at 3-0. They're the top 30 team. They've won 7 in a row. The Shocks trying to snap a 4-game losing skid. This will be the only time these two teams meet this season. Shocks are a 3.5-point underdog. It'd be really interesting as UCF's roster features a guy, Taco Fall, who is 7 feet 6, 310 pounds. He is one of the 40 tallest human beings on the planet right now.
Yeah.
He's taller than any guy in college. He's taller than any guy in the NBA. So
all he needs is a vertical jump of 4 inches.
So, yeah, exactly. It's a
wings will get him up to the rim.
I think he's 80% from the field shooting.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, his hands will get up to almost to the rim.
So it's interesting playing a guy like this, talking about it. Play-by-play voice to Shockers Mike Kennedy and Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
I get the picture. This is the same kind of thing, but different type of decision-making with a guy like that than you're used to.
You can't simulate it in practice. I mean, that's the thing, unless you have a man on a ladder with a broom in the middle of the lane. You know, you just can't simulate it. And we'll see how our guys handle it and how smart we are, because with them, it's not just turnovers that can become atomic bombs. It's bad shots that you have no chance of getting on the square in the basket.
So there's your matchup. Shocks in Central Florida. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin the pregame show at 8 p.m. tonight. The game will tip off at 9 o'clock. That's all on 103.7 KEYN. After the game, I'll be joined by Bob Lutz. We'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show sometime after 11:30 tonight. Because of the late hour, we will not be live on scene at our usual place, Twin Peaks in East Wichita. We'll just have the show from the KEYN studio tonight. But join us for Shocker basketball tonight on 103.7 KEYN for a late night of basketball. Kansas State will get things started a little early tonight. K-State men are on the road visiting 19th-ranked Oklahoma for a 6 p.m. tip-off, nationally televised on ESPN2. Of course, Oklahoma is led by former K-State player and coach Lon Kruger. Even though Oklahoma is in the top 20 and K-State is not, both teams are 2-2 in the conference. K-State's coming off back-to-back wins. Oklahoma has not lost at home this season, 7-0. K-State, Oklahoma tonight down in Norman. Mm. JUCO men's basketball tonight. Butler Community College is on the road visiting Allen County. The Butler men going for their fourth win in a row. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Grizzlies at 7:45 tonight. And that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College basketball tonight in West Wichita. The Friends men, ranked number 24 in the nation, hosting Ottawa at 8 o'clock tonight. Friends men right now on an 11-game winning streak under head coach Dale Faber. And Friends senior, Jordan Murdoch from Wichita, has been named the National Player of the Week. He's second in the nation in scoring, averaging 29 points a game. In the NBA last night, the Philadelphia 76ers win at home, beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 149-107. It's Starting lineup for the Sixers, former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid, 31 points, 13 rebounds. Landry Shamet, the rookie from Wichita State, had 12 points and 4 assists. Back-to-back wins for Philly. They are in the number 4 spot right now in the Eastern Conference. And in football, a happy birthday today to a member of the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. One of the great defensive backs in Chiefs history, Kevin Ross, is 57 today. Played 10 years for the Chiefs, mid-80s through mid-90s. 38 career interceptions. Boy, he was good at,
he was good at picking off those passes back there.
Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Famer, Kevin Ross, 57 today. Speaking of the Chiefs, don't forget, Chiefs, Patriots, conference championship game. Kicking off at 5:30 on Sunday afternoon right here on KNSS.
And Friday we'll have Mitch with us, right? Friday morning at 8:15.
Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Friday morning at 8:15 with a big preview. Don't miss it.
The Cars for Charities Car Show coming to Wichita Century 2, January 18th to 20th. This week, it's a benefit for ARC of Sedgwick County and Starkey. And we have a couple of tickets for you right now with Steve and Ted. Caller number 6 at 869-1330, and we'll throw in a gift certificate from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger.
Nice.
869-1330. 723, Steve and Ted, keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. The government is shut down, and so are schools in California. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.